it makes a massive impact on our congregation. We just want to bless you guys. You're also welcome, Darby, if you wanted to take the kids to Kids Church and move around, you'd be really welcome, so you can check with them. Just teach the person next to you a word that I'm going to be using. Turn to the person next to you and say, Ivri. Ivri. Say for me, jy is a Ivri. That's not an insult, I promise. Yeah. When God calls, lessons from Abraham. I took one sermon and I made it into two parts. I knew we're going to have Darby and Mina this morning, and next week we're going to dedicate a couple of babies. So I'm going to make it into two parts. Part one, it's going to feel like we end, but we're not quite at the end destination this morning. That's all right. God knows how to bind His word into us. Amen. Father, this morning when we come to you, I pray that we will come slowly. Everything is so fast, Lord. And I pray that we will approach with hearts that can accept what you have. For a moment, will you just take a deep breath where you are sitting and just be conscious for a moment if there's anything that's running fast in your heart or in your mind. Any recurring thoughts or anxieties, just take it for a moment and submit it to the Lord. Take that thought captive. Say, Lord, I just want to give you this thing that's causing my mind to run and submit it to you. And then just whisper the following prayer. Lord, make my heart a fertile field. Amen. God is the one that calls us. God is the reason that you are here this morning. Do you know that? I know we are different as people, but who of you waited for an important call at one stage in your life, but that call never came and it broke your heart? I want to give you two examples. As a 12-year-old, swimming was my main sport in school. As a young child, disciplined. I was under the water most of the time, and we had a big trials in the pool there by Worcester. And I really did well that day. And I was waiting for my name to be called in the announcement of the Boland team. And they started under nines, under tens, and they came to under 13s. And my name was not called. And in that moment, it just felt like the last year of swimming and training and coldness and not being able to play at my friend's house, but being in the swimming pool, as if everything just collapsed in my young heart. I was only 12. Another time when I experienced that, some of you will know that I did go on a television program called Survivor 2018. But 2013, I also did the auditions, and I was the male reserve. And I thought they were lying. I thought they're like, they're playing with me. The game has started. That's what I thought. But they said, the plane is leaving Saturday morning, as the reserve. If you are not called before 12 o'clock that Friday, you can rest. You no longer have to be on alert. I packed my bags. I was measured. And I was actually in a conference, but I wasn't there. I didn't want to miss a call. So I sat like that. I'm like, when's it coming? When? 11 o'clock, 11:40, 11:50, no call. I was 28 years old, no longer 12, but it still broke my heart because I really wanted to go. I got to go later, which I was glad about. Who of you were ever in a situation like that? Come on. Similar. Okay. And so we know this thing. Sometimes there's a need for us to be called and to be counted. And these things mattered to me as a human, but they were not ultimate. But there is an ultimate call that is not to be missed. And it is the call of God on your life. When God calls us, He calls us. There is two types of call. I'm just going to give a little bit of an intro. We're going to finish with two main ideas. First and foremost, He calls us into relationship with Him to be born again. It's the initial call to belong to Him. After that, He calls us in various occasions to take steps of obedience to become more like Him and to go where He sends us. And so the call of God is the first call, but there's many calls on your life. Do you know about these? I want to read for us. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. Hebrews 11, verse 8. What's very important here to note is by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place. Church, before we go on, it's very important that we know, if we want to understand how the call of God works, we need to know that the call of God is a divine call. What it means is, it is God who calls me into His way. This might seem obvious, but it's not. Everything in our world is geared to tell the mainstream popular Christianity the following thing. You have a dream. You have a passion. You have a plan. Now call the God of all things to make your plan a reality. This is not an issue out there, it's an issue in here and an issue in here. The call of God is a divine call to go to where He is. What is the lessons we can take from Abraham? Watch out, there's a line. Is it true that God builds character into His followers? Yes. Does He make them wise? Yes. Does He give them authority to lead? Yes. But is the following two lines biblical? I am the master of my fate, and I am the captain of my soul. No. No. Rather, Scripture says, watch out, he who says, tomorrow I will go to such and such town. Watch out. Rather say, if God wills. Why? The call of God essentially is a call from God towards a human to come to where God is. Where He wants to lead you. Hold on. Just busy with the intro. I know it's coming at you fast now. Abraham got called. First time, Genesis 12. Read with me. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go. God said to Abraham, Abraham did not say to God, all right? God said to Abraham, okay, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Again, God's word came in Genesis 13, arise, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. Then in Genesis 14, don't lose me. The writer writes about Abraham and describes him in this way. He says, then a fugitive came to tell and told Abraham the Hebrew. Say Hebrew. Ivri. Say Ivri. The word Hebrew used for the first time here is the Hebrew word Ivri. For the first time, the word Hebrew is used in the Bible of Abraham after God called him on two occasions to move. What does this word Ivri mean? The word of God, a fugitive came and told Abraham, the Hebrew, the one who crossed over, the one who passed over, the one who changed from one place or way of living to a one who was picked up to now live in a different way. The Hebrew. You with me this morning? This word Hebrew means to cross over, to pass over. Now the title of the sermon is When God Calls. Already there's your first clue. What does it mean when God calls? It is a time to cross over to where He is. From where you are to where He is leading. The same was said of Joseph. They said, a young Hebrew was here in the prison. There's one of those who crossed over. The word was, it's a noun. Jonah was the only one that referred to himself as a Hebrew because mostly it was a term from the outside. Jonah told the men on the boat, I'm a Hebrew. I'm supposed to know why the storm is here, and they threw him over. Now follow with me. In Galatians 3 verse 7, it says, now then, that is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. A son of Abraham is a son of Ivri, one who has crossed over from being spiritually dead to being alive, and one who has been actioned by the Lord. Leave your nets, follow me. Saul on the road to Damascus crosses over. The people say, this guy can't come to our house, he will kill us. No, something radically happened. Ivri, he changed. Out of darkness into light. Go into the world. Cross over. Baptism, what is it? I'm announcing a change. The call of God is to cross over to the other side. Now, Colossians 1:13. Follow the trace. I know I'm going fast in the intro. I don't have a lot of time, and I'm going to land this soon. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. But as they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one, therefore God is not ashamed to be called by called their God, for He has prepared for them a city. They desire a better country, heavenly one. The first thing I want to say this morning is that God calls us to cross over into His reign. God calls us to pass over into His reign. Here's a question. To those who have accepted the Lord, you know what it feels like that day when you came and you said, I've been pulled from the inside. Here's my life. Who of you remember that day? Keep your hands up for a moment. What a day. What a day. Abraham, you can lower your hand, was called for the first time, but only in Scripture, at least five times, the call of God afresh came onto his life with very deliberate acts of obedience. Moses, between five and seven times. My question to you is, are you still hearing the call of God on your life? I'm speaking to believers. The call of God, which we want to understand, is an ongoing call. It starts with a call to come to. It's a call, calling, a call on your life, and then there's many calls in your life. When last did you hear? When last did you shut the systems down to go separate and hear a fresh call from the Lord on your life? Don't stop. Don't stop. He wants to be an agent of invitation in your life. Every cross over to where He is. Look, some of you, like Dabri and Mina, will physically cross like Abraham from Ur to the Chaldeans to wherever. But the most important Ivri in Abraham's life was from serving foreign gods to pledging his alliance with Yahweh. It's a spiritual crossing over. Are you still hearing His call on your life? Some of you that's new around church, you're like, yeah, there's a lot of rules. I see we come in, there's one song, then there's someone welcoming. Maybe this is those are just leaves on the tree. We don't have the right way. We don't possess the right way in this church of what a church should look like. We get many things wrong. Here's the baseline. If you're new around here, is God draws people like me and you into His kingdom. And it feels like I had up your darms beard. Okay? We've all a goeie seer maag gehad, maar daai's 'n ander seer. It's a divine pain. It's like, oh, it's deep calling out to deep. I want to tell you, maybe your discomfort, maybe lying awake, some of the dreams you have is the very act of God, a divine call inviting you to come and bow before Him, to cross over to Him. Amen? You are in a safe place to experience the call of God this morning. The first thing we learn from Abraham is that God calls us to cross over. We do not call God to cross over to our side. Even in our prayers, when we say, Lord, come and help me. Lord, help me where I work in this company, in this school. Even that is a plea for God to show me a divine way that I should lead into this world. Amen? Set your mind on things above, not things on the earth. Colossians 3. Let's go on. Is jy met my vanoggend, waai net so? Oh. This is not a lot that I'm putting out this morning, but it's a harde steak. Okay, so chew it for the whole week. Next week we'll continue. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your very great reward. And Abraham said, thank you, Lord. You are all I desire in my life. You are more than enough for me. Thank you. No. What did Abraham say? He answers like a child. What will you give me? Can you believe that? I hear what you're saying. This is Genesis 15. God has already called him in Genesis 12 and 13. Abraham says what we are afraid to say out loud. Sometimes I'm in the faith for what I can gain. Hey, great are his benefits. Amen. Lovely the fruit at his right hand. Enjoy the pleasures of God. Glory in his presence. Love the friends you make in the kingdom. Love the provision from God in your life. The journeys he takes you on. It's for us to enjoy. But there's a relational problem here. Lord, what can you give me? I want a son. That's what I want. And we're going to get next week to Abraham's son. God offers himself and Abraham says, I want other stuff. This is like a family meeting with your father. They're just planning the estate to make sure everything is okay. Sitting with a lawyer says, okay, guys, this is the file you must go get if something happens to me or mom. These are the passwords. This person, remember, this is where the keys of the safe are. Just so that everyone knows, yeah, but what is in the will for me? Now, even though it might not be a sinful word you say, it's a position of the heart that breaks relationship. Amen. I'm not after you, I'm after your stuff. But what does Christians get for serving God is my question. What do we get for answering the call of God on our lives? Who wants to try? We get God. The King of the world, of the universe, enters into our hearts in a way that causes our spirits to find what we have been looking for all the days of our lives, to be one with Him. He is our reward. I am your shield, your very great reward. And this is something we need to chew on. The second thing I want to say when God calls, lessons from Abraham, is that God gives Himself as our eternal reward. You know what's the problem with that point? Which is the last point of my sermon. It's not appealing to us as it should. Because our hearts have been so shaped by the world, we have so many other luxuries and loves in our life that it's almost foreign to us to think of God as the reward of our hearts. That's how far we have drifted. Church, let us drift back. Let us come back to God. He is the reward of those He calls. End of sentence. Done. And at His right hand, there are pleasures for anymore. There's many great pleasures. But let's not mistake the good for God. Our hearts wants to do that. Our heart wants to make a golden calf. It wants to take something it can taste or see and lift it up. We were made for worship. I am your exceedingly great reward. Some of us, this will end the strive in your life. This is the end for some of us with the end of heartache. He is not far from you. He loves you. He's with you. Take the hands of the heart that's reaching to others and lift them to the Lord and say, it's you are one. And he who seeks God will find Him. Your heart will find its greatest desire. End the cycle of anxiety today by saying, I have a shield. I have a reward. What can this world take from me? Amen. Here's what the devil wants your heart to do, to yearn and be anxious for things you don't have. But then when you have them, to help you to be anxious and worried for the day that you won't have them anymore, so that you can be anxious from day one until you die. God is here to give you and me a greater call. End that cycle today. A great call has come out to your heart. When last have you heard? Respond. What a privilege to hear the call of the Lord on your life and on mine. Where do we get the power to do this? I'm wrapping up. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, talking about Ivri. The divine taking on the form of a human, Jesus comes down and then He lives with us. And we have seen His glory. glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin. Every Jesus crossing over from being sinless to being guilty. Jesus never sinned. But the status of sin and guilt fell on him, crossed over to him, and he was punished in our stead. Why? Why? So that you can cross over to where he is. On the cross, Jesus becomes two things for us. He becomes the way in which we cross over. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He becomes the way we cross over. And at the same time, he is our great reward at the other side. And so when we sing, Jesus, you are the only one, we know that he is the way and the reward of those who seek him. That does not mean our journey is without mistakes. We're going to go next week to Isaac. We're going to address the lovely things the Lord gives us and how he leads us to carry the blessings in this world in the right posture before him. But for now, I want to ask you, believers, friends, my friends from Stellenbosch, and believers even before that, are you still receptive to the call? Do you still hear? You know we were called back then. University, we can write books about how we heard God, how we navigated pressures at university from the faculties and from friends. God was busy with us. He is still calling. He called Abraham once, but he never stopped calling. He called Moses the first time. He never stopped calling. How exciting is this? For those of us that's grandparents, don't think you've had your days. How old was Abraham when he was called? 79. 79. All right? God still calls. The work may look different, but he still calls. Let's stand this morning, church. Hier is vakansietyd, maar ons gaan 'n bietjie aktiveer vanoggend. Oom Johnny kom help ons en van Tannie Delesti kom help. Daarby kom help ons dat ons die missionaries kry, some small group leaders. We want to pray for you this morning. We want to pray for a couple of groups of people, and you can just tell the people your request. Receive not only times of fellowship with family and presence this holiday, but receive from the Lord that which is greater, guidance and a call. Cement maybe something in prayer this morning that has been stirring on your heart. I want to ask you, some of you here, you've been pregnant with a call, but you're not sure what to do with it. No one here has got the answers, but we want to pray with you. We want to pray with you. Someone here, you've just been awakened again to say, Lord, I'm sorry that I heard you call once and I never thought to be receptive to more of what you've got to say. We want to pray with you as well. Maybe some people here, you sense like, you know, I've been around church, but I've never really, I don't know about that first call of me crossing over, being born again, to say, I pledge my allegiance to God, to Jesus. We want to pray with you as well. So this morning, what is the Lord saying to you? Just close your eyes for a moment. What is the Lord saying to you this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Right now, Holy Spirit, we just want to thank you that you are the one that invites and draws us closer to you. Thank you, Lord, that families, this country, schools, organizations will be different because of calls that's going out this morning. And that you will give your people the word, come that I might send you. What is the Lord whispering to you this morning? Let's just respond this morning for a moment. If you have sensed the Lord calling you the last time and you kind of hear what he's saying, or you know that he is speaking but you're not sure, just quickly put up your hand and say, "That's me. I can just witness to that." Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand there at the back. Be brave. Put your hands up high. Don't be shy. That's it. Thank you for that hand. Just want to acknowledge that. I'm going to count to three, and I want you guys to step out for prayer. We want to minister to you. One, two, three. Let's step out. Thank you for your faith. Can I get some more facilitators here in front? Barry, come help you so for us. Andre, well. I want to ask, if you know what the call of God sounds like, you've heard him, and it changed your life, and you just want to say, "Lord, I'm just open for more of those." Just put up your hand very high and say, "That's me. I just want to almost like report again for, thank you for your faith. Thank you for your faith." Put your hand up very high. Say, "I'm just reporting again for duty. Here I am, Lord." If I count to three, quickly come to the front. One, two, three, let's move. Thank you for your faith. Thank you for your faith. There is a long button to stop, but we trust that the Lord rewards those who have faith. Give you a faith, friend. Johan, come help us, but yes, please. Without faith, it's not, Louis, jy moet maar die pad afstap om te kom help. It's not possible to please God without faith. I need some ladies facilitators, dankie Analda. And then while every believer is praying in this place, the first call is the most important one, because it's the first one. If you are here this morning and you just sense that the Lord is actually drawing you into relationship with him, won't you be so brave to put your hand up very high and say, "That's me. I can sense he's calling me. He's drawing me, and I want to respond to him." Is there anyone like that this morning? We are here especially for you. If there's anyone like that, just wave at me. Thank you, Lord. Before we dismiss this meeting, I want you to take 3 minutes just to sit down and ask your friend or your family member, what is the Lord putting on your heart this morning? Let's just take a seat just for 3 minutes. Vra jou vriend, wat druk die Here op jou hart vanoggend? Thank you, everyone, for your heart this morning. You'll realize that in the holidays, we don't take the foot off the petrol, because we believe that God wants to activate each and every one over this time, especially those who go back to your towns and to your churches, that you may be a blessing in the town from which you are visiting. Amen? I want to just formally dismiss you. You are dismissed. Welcome to grab a coffee or a tea. Welcome to come for prayer. So how's it? I'd love to see you again. We've got a service New Year's evening, 11 o'clock, if you want to come worship your way into the new year. Otherwise, see you next week, the 4th. God bless.